This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Not long ago, there was a very public debate on Twitter between the National Rifle Association and an emergency medicine doctor. The NRA essentially contended the doctor shouldn't weigh in on matters of gun policy, while the doctor said it was precisely the place of his profession to weigh in. The incident was a very high-profile example of the willingness of doctors to enter the public discourse.
But Twitter is obviously not the only way physicians outwardly express themselves. Dr. Jay Baruch is an emergency room physician in Rhode Island. He's also a writer, the author of several collections of short fiction, and director of the Medical Humanities and Bioethics Scholarly Concentration at Brown University's Alpert Medical School. He gave the annual Medical Humanities Lecture at the Medical College of Wisconsin this week and joined us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, God. It's great to be here.
What does teaching medical humanities look like in the program where you work at Brown?
It's a great question. I think that's the larger question is actually what does medical humanities look like in general? And I think it could be many things to many different people. I mean, for me, medical humanities, I focus heavily on the humanities part. And for me, the humanities is about critical thinking, questioning norms, critical inquiry, thinking differently about problems, thinking about other perspectives and different points of view. And it's also heavily grounded in my clinical work. There are people who do wonderful theoretical work in medical humanities, and that's fantastic, and I love the fact that they're doing that work. My approach to this and my fascination with this work really is informed by the practical challenges and that I encounter in my daily work as an emergency physician at a busy level one trauma center.
Well, and so how do these kinds of issues and where the humanities intersect with them, how do they manifest themselves in a, in a trauma level one medical center?
Well, for me, at the most basic level, it's about story, the element of story. I come to this work as primarily a creative writer who found himself stumbling into this world of medical humanities. There was not a lot of people doing this work. One of the thrilling aspects of being out here is that Art Jersey, who's at MCW and directs the program Medical Humanities and Bioethics, was really someone who has inspired so many of us. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so thrilled to be out here. But it's really at the level of story, and, patients come to the emergency department with a lot of different reasons. If you come in a cardiac arrest, I know what to do. If you come in with a gunshot wound, I know what to do. If you come in with a terrible infection and your blood pressure is dropping, I know what to do. But the doors are always open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And we know that our communities are experiencing challenges and our healthcare system probably could be in a better place. And there are a lot of needs that go unaddressed. And a lot of times people come to the emergency department with problems that are not apparent. They don't follow an algorithm. And what they bring is their stories. They bring their needs. They bring their expectations and their hopes. And unless you're thinking in that way, you're thinking about who's telling the story and why they might be here, you can miss some really important information that's actually necessary to be a great doctor.
It's interesting when you think about it. Hollywood kind of appreciated the storytelling possibilities around medicine a long, long time ago. And it seems that the medical profession only wrapped its head around them more recently.
Do you think so? That's a great point. I think if you look back, I don't know whether it's the fact that we're not recognized. They didn't recognize it previously, or maybe it's because we've had so many really wonderful physician writers or clinician writers who are producing great work and bringing attention to that. Is it maybe because of social media and we're seeing a lot more clinician writers, musicians, performers, people who are telling the stories of medicine?
And maybe it's more grassroots today than it used to be.
I think so. And I think also because of that, you're also getting, I think, probably more honest and authentic stories about the experiences. You know, it's oftentimes there isn't a big happy ending. There's not a big moral or lesson to be learned. Sometimes it's just people struggling to get by. And I think that's an important message to get across too.
Well, it's interesting because I've been reading and seeing a lot in the media, you know, both social media and you know, more the news media from the community of emergency physicians, you know, in the wake of events like mass shootings, some of it in response to each other, so the community of physicians responding to each other, and some of it in response, you know, to pundits and you know, more societal speaking. But the point, I mean, maybe the point of the question isn't to talk politics and issues, but to just notice that we seem to be seeing more doctors participate in broader social discourse in more ways today than we once did.
Yeah, and I think that's probably for a couple of reasons. One is, as we discussed earlier, is this social media and giving – and people have platforms to investigate these issues which they're passionate about. Also, I feel that technology is also pushing the boundaries of what falls under the boundaries of what it means to be a physician or a clinician. I mean, before, you know, our level of concern was in the emergency department. But now we realize that a lot of quote-unquote health problems, medical problems, really have community issues. There's social justice issues, you know, and I think there are a lot of physicians out there who are actually doing a great public health work. And it's also a way to connect and communicate with our communities in a more powerful way rather than just sort of dealing with them when they come through the sliding glass doors.
Was there a light bulb going off moment for you when you realized that you could weave these two parts of your life together as, you know, a doctor who writes or a writer who practices medicine?
I don't think like a light bulb necessarily went off. I think there was a slow flickering and then it just sort of stayed on longer and longer. And this, you know, happened, I think, years ago. And it largely resulted of my frustration because a lot of the things that made me frustrated when I was taking care of patients were often those problems that was really fraught with uncertainty. And I didn't have an answer. And it didn't feel good. And I soon recognized that, you know, not all patients wanted answers. Sometimes they just wanted someone to talk to. Sometimes they wanted an understanding. Sometimes they wanted someone who was going to be able to sort of listen to them and maybe just share their struggles with them. And sometimes it was just to recognize that they're not a body full of biomedical problems, but a person. And I started thinking more like a writer. I was borrowing a lot of my writing skills and taking it to the bedside. And that not only helped me with my feelings of anxiety when I was facing situations fraught with uncertainty, but I also felt that it allowed me to engage with my patients in a way that felt more natural to me.
I gather the program at Brown goes beyond just writing as what the medical humanities look and feel like.
Well, medical humanities encompasses many different facets, skills, curricular objectives. I mean, it can be writing and focusing on story. A lot of the work we do is also focus using museum objects. We do a lot of work with the Rhode Island School of Design, RISD Museum, which basically we use visual objects as complex bodies of information to get clinicians, students, to get them to think about how they think, how they process information. We have people doing work with illustration, I think the opportunities that fall under the umbrella of the humanities, especially at medical schools across this country, are expanding.
When do students at Brown first engage with the humanities as part of what they're doing in med school?
Well, there's a little bit of a complicated question. We have we accept a certain number of students into the medical school who actually go through what's called the PLEMI program, the program in liberal medical education at Brown. And many of them are doing humanities-related work as undergrads. Mm-hmm. And so I have the good fortune of encountering many of them when they're young, you know, and they're full of their passions, and they have the good fortune to be able to continue a lot of that work when they enter medical school, and they encounter it in bits and pieces throughout the curriculum. There's a lot of electives that they can take, and there's a lot of opportunities with many people at both the medical school and at the university at large who are doing great work.
Is there, and this is maybe an unfair question because when you are a patient, your aim is to be helped by your physician and your medical team. And at the same time, I wonder if there's also some room that a patient would be best suited to give his physician in the same way as a reader, you know, gives to the art or to the book or the person viewing a painting gives to the art.
You know, we talked earlier about the role of social media as ground roots for physicians to engage with a lot of the problems and challenges that they see facing their patients. I feel social media and technology has also helped change the discourse in which patients themselves are helping to drive the conversation. There's so much about being said and heard about patient empowerment. And that's so important. I mean, it's one thing to be able to listen to a patient, but thinking about it through your own eyes, but processing it from what they're saying. And another thing to really authentically listen to what our patients are telling us, and letting their voice be the final say, and being open enough and being savvy enough to recognize that even though there might be things that you do not like hearing, it's really important to recognize and understand that there are people having experiences out there that we can't truly understand fully. That doesn't absolve us from making those important gestures to understand it as best as we can. But we have to honor them, and we have to give it legitimacy, and we have to learn from what they're saying.
I know physician burnout is a significant issue in the medical field, especially in places sort of already underserved by medicine. I wonder when you are able to engage this other part of you, this writer part, are you a happier or more fulfilled physician?
That's a great question. I used to think, or I used to convince myself, that there was no bearing on the two. But I do feel that when I am I'm a better physician when I'm writing. And I'm trying to unpack why that is. It could be having that space to myself. It could be because I'm thinking about issues in a more intimate way. Oftentimes I'm going to pretty dark places in my writing, at least as the basis for moving forward. But I've burnt out, right? And I burn back in, and I burn out, and then I burn back in. And I think what's important is to recognize that sometimes, like when you're truly human and you really care, especially in this system where it's oftentimes not designed for the better of patients, nor is it necessarily designed for the health of physicians. I hope things will change. That to be able to have these opportunities to reflect, to think about, to let it get out of you into some space. For me, it's on the page. For others, it might be in a painting or video or a blog or a podcast or 5-mile run, is absolutely essential. But it doesn't change the fact that we do have some structural changes that have to take place in medicine, I think, to improve the health of our patients and the providers.
Well, Dr. Jay Baruch, thank you so much for spending some time with us and really kind of shedding light into how the humanities makes a difference in what you do.
This is so great. I'm really excited to be here in Milwaukee and to be participating in this lectureship. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Jay Baruch is an emergency room physician and director of the Medical Humanities and Bioethics Scholarly Concentration at Brown University's Alpert Medical School. His most recent book is a short fiction collection called What's Left Out. He was in Milwaukee this week to give the 13th annual Medical Humanities Lecture at the Medical College of Wisconsin.